Okay, the last thing we're going to be doing here for the next 35, 40 minutes or so is we've got to talk about, all right, how do we take all this stuff we've talked about and how do we make it work? How do we make this work in terms of how do we train those people? You're going to be asked to go back and you're going to be asked to train people to make it more effective. How do you train with an impact? How do you become a trainer with an impact? The year was 1815. The date was March 1st. On that day in history, a small ship sailed very quietly to dock in the French Riviera. A man stepped off that ship with a fire in his eyes. The tyrant was back. Napoleon had returned. At that time in his life, Napoleon had been exiled to an island called Elba, which is just off the coast of Italy. And he didn't want to live. And so he carried around his neck a pouch which contained a poison called nightshade. He poured the poison into his body, hoping that it would kill him. But all he had was severe cramps and convulsions, and then he recovered. Shortly after his recovery, he escaped from his British captors and he stole one of their ships. He had just stepped off his stolen ship to take out his revenge on all of Europe. You see, in his warped little way, Napoleon believed that he should be in charge. He wanted control of all of Europe. And he thought this was the perfect time to strike. Because at that time, the Allies had so many differences they could not agree on. And so he was going to strike them when there was no unity. But sure enough, as soon as he stepped foot off that boat and onto the continent, all those differences didn't seem so important. And Europe united against Napoleon. One of the men they looked to defend them was the Duke of Wellington. He was a British hero. He was brave. He was courageous. And if anyone could help stop Napoleon, it had to be the Duke of Wellington. Well, the Duke understood that a line would have to be drawn in the sand and a battle would eventually be fought. Well, before his battle, he was in Brussels preparing for it. And he and a member of the British Parliament by the name of Thomas Creevey were walking in Brussels Park. And as they were walking along, they noticed something. There was a young man just gawking at a statue. The young man was a foot soldier, an infantryman, a redcoat. Could this young man somehow make a difference in this global conflict that was now all around him? Well, all of a sudden, Wellington grabbed Creevey by the arm and he pointed at the young man. He said, "There! There! Look at him! Look at him! It all depends on that article, whether we do business or not. You give me enough of them and I am sure of victory." Well, on June 18, 1815, that line was drawn in the sand and the Battle of Waterloo was fought. It became known as one of the greatest military victories in all of history. Wellington had with him over 67,000 men and 150 artillery guns. Napoleon had with him over 71,000 men and 246 guns. The battle began at 11:25 in the morning. Went all day long and into the evening. Wouldn't end until 10 o'clock that night. Because of heavy rains the night before, Napoleon continued to delay and delay and delay his attack. In hindsight, that delay not only cost him this particular battle, but the rest of his career. But at 11:25, that fateful morning, he pummeled the front of Wellington's line. Now, Wellington's men fought earnestly, but they were being shoved back. Finally, all hope for victory fell on the British infantry. The redcoats. These young men. Many of them had probably never been that far from home in their life. It all depended on them. Well, they believed in their leader, Wellington. They believed in his vision, stop Napoleon. They even began to believe in themselves. And they pushed back. And they pushed back so hard and so firm that they held their ground until reinforcements could get there. And then that united front pushed Napoleon off the battlefield, licking his wounds. Europe was safe again. Now, what was it that made that victory happen? Well, there are four things I want you to keep in mind as you think about going back and taking this message from this conference back and sharing it and motivating people. Four things that made that possible with the Battle of Waterloo. First of all, was credibility. Wellington was a leader of credibility. People wanted to follow him. Many people wanted to follow him for the simple fact they thought if anybody could keep him alive, it was Wellington. He was credible. We have to be credible. Second thing was he had a vision. He had some big goals. He knew exactly what he wanted to accomplish. And he was able to communicate that message to people that they grabbed hold of it. Third thing was, he was a coach. He was able to inspire and motivate and teach these people, these young men in particular, how to accomplish something that most people would have thought was impossible. And the fourth thing was, unity. there was absolutely no victory until those reinforcements got there. That unified front is what made it happen. Credibility, vision, coaching, and unity. When we have those four things in mind, we're going to be able to take this message from this conference, and we're going to be able to take it back to our teams and not only inspire them and motivate them, but give them the direction and purpose and goals and persistence and all that's going to happen on a day-to-day basis to make it happen.